Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Voting to take place on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticizes TMC government in West Bengal for appeasement politics following scrapping of OBC certificates by Calcutta High Court. India registers a record rise in exports. Employment reaches 18-year high in May. Buddha Purnima being celebrated across the country and abroad to mark the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Asmita Chaliha advance to quarterfinals of Malaysia Masters Badminton, and Sachin Sarjerao Khilari clinches gold medal and sets new Asian record in men's shot put at World Para Athletics Championship in Japan. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on Saturday, 25th of May. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. As many as 889 candidates are in the fray from these 58 Lok Sabha constituencies. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Patiala town of Punjab today. Tight security arrangements have been made in and around the polo ground for this rally. The poll campaign for all the 7 Lok Sabha seats in Delhi will conclude this evening. Political parties are leaving no stone unturned to attract voters through roadshows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. The polling in the national capital will be held in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections on Saturday. Today, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Dwarka area of West Delhi Lok Sabha. In his address, Mr. Singh said that Bharat will definitely see the rise of Ram Rajya and no power in the world can stop it.
एक संकेत पूरी तरह से साफ है मेरे बहनों भाइयों राम लला अपनी झोपड़ी से निकलकर अपने महल में प्रवेश कर चुके हैं भारत में राम राज्य का आगाज होकर ही रहेगा दुनिया की कोई ताकत रोक नहीं सकती।
BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal held a roadshow in Najafgarh area of West Delhi. Another BJP leader and Union Minister Smriti Irani also held a roadshow in Ashok Vihar area of Chandni Chowk parliamentary constituency. BJP leader and Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a roadshow in Rohini area of Northwest Delhi Lok Sabha seat. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a public meeting in Dilshad Garden area of North East Delhi parliamentary constituency. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Gandhi slammed the BJP-led government for perpetuating poverty and inequality.
हम चाहते हैं कि हिंदुस्तान को हिंदुस्तान का आम आदमी हिंदुस्तान का किसान हिंदुस्तान का युवा हिंदुस्तान के छोटे दुकानदार हिंदुस्तान के मजदूर हिंदुस्तान के गरीब पिछड़े दलित आदिवासी गरीब जनरल कास्ट के लोग ये सब मिलकर इस देश को चलाएं।
In Odisha, the high voltage campaigning in all the 6 Lok Sabha and 42 assembly constituencies is going on in full swing. The polling will be held in Sambalpur, Keonchhar, Dhekanal, Puri, Bhubaneswar and Cuttack Lok Sabha constituencies. 42 assembly seats will also go to polls simultaneously. In Sambalpur, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan is pitted against BJD Organization General Secretary Pranab Prakash Das and former MP Nagendra Pradhan of Congress. In our series of covering the constituency profiles for Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Varanasi parliamentary seat in Uttar Pradesh. Voting on this seat will be held on 1st of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi represented Varanasi for 2 consecutive terms, 2014 and 2019. More from our correspondent.
Varanasi parliamentary seat, considered the capital of religion and spirituality, has remained the center point of national politics since 2014. In the 17 Lok Sabha elections held so far, the Congress has won the seat 7 times and BJP 7 times. SP and BSP have not been able to win from here till date. PM Narendra Modi won the 2019 and the 2014 elections. Narendra Modi is once again in the electoral fray as a BJP candidate, Congress candidate Ajay Rai from India Alliance and Athar Jamal Lari from Bahujan Samaj Party are contesting the elections. Varanasi Lok Sabha constituency consists of 5 assembly constituencies. These include Rohania, Varanasi North, Varanasi South, Varanasi Cant and Sevapuri. A total of 19,39,255 voters will decide the political fate of 7 candidates on June 1 in Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In this series, in another constituency profile, today we bring you a report on Karnal parliamentary seat in Haryana. Former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal is the BJP candidate from this seat. More from a correspondent.
The Bharatiya Janata Party has been winning the Kurukshetra Lok Sabha seat for the last 2 elections. Earlier, Naveen Jindal had been a member of parliament from Kurukshetra for 10 years. In 2019, Nayib Singh Saini defeated Nirmal Singh of Congress. At present, Nayib Singh Saini is the Chief Minister of Haryana. This time, the contest on this seat is interesting. BJP has expressed trust in Naveen Jindal, who has recently joined BJP. In the alliance, has bet on Sushil Gupta from Aam Aadmi Party, while Abhay Singh Chautala of Indian National Lok Dal is himself in the election fray. In total, 31 candidates are in the election fray, out of which 16 candidates are independent. The main contest is believed to be between the candidates of BJP and Indic Alliance, although INLD is getting a lot of support from farmers. There are total 9 assembly seats in Kurukshetra parliamentary constituency. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has criticized Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal for appeasement politics after the Calcutta High Court struck down all OBC certificates issued in the state since 2010. Addressing an election rally in Delhi, Mr. Modi accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of constitutional violations and prioritizing political gains over lawful governance.
Kolkata High Court ne is Indi Alliance ko ek bahut bada tamacha mara. Court ne 2010 ke baad se jari sare OBC certificate cancel kar diya hai. Kyon? Ye isliye kiya gaya kyunki Pashchim Bengal ki sarkar tushtikaran ki sanak har har paar kar rahi hai. Aaj court ne tamacha mara hai.
Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah said Mamata Banerjee wants to rob the reservation of backward classes for her vote bank politics. The Calcutta High Court yesterday scrapped all OBC certificates issued in West Bengal since 2010. A division bench of Justice Tapabrata Chakrabarti and Raja Shekhar Mantha termed the OBC list prepared in the state after 2010 as illegal. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Smriti Irani today said that the Delhi High Court judgment on AAP leader Manish Sisodia's bail plea is a testimony that other members of the party have also been the recipients of the money laundered by Mr. Sisodia. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ms. Irani said the 3 observations by the court in the context of bail application proves and reflects the corruption. She said the court not only accepted but also said that Sisodia misused government machinery for corruption of 100 crore rupees. Ms. Irani said the court also observed that Manish Sisodia destroyed evidences and if given bail can also trouble the witnesses.
A judgment with regards to Manish Sisodia became public. The Delhi High Court finds a case of corruption against Manish Sisodia. The Delhi High Court accepts that corruption to the tune of 100 crores has been done by Manish Sisodia and all accused in the scam.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7,
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashvani. The Indian economy has registered a record rise in exports and the sharpest upturn in employment over 18 years in May this year. According to the HSBC Flash Purchasing Managers Index PMI, India recorded the third strongest upturn in private sector output since July 2010, although the manufacturing industry continued to lead the growth of both sales and output, it was the service economy that was responsible for the latest acceleration in overall economic expansion. Buddha Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. The people of Nepal, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka also celebrate the birth anniversary by organizing several events and symposium on the relevance of Lord Buddha's teachings in the modern world. In Bihar, Buddha Purnima is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety. The main function has been organized at Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya, where Lord Buddha attained enlightenment under the Hodi Mahabodhi tree. Buddhist monks and devotees of different countries have reached Bodh Gaya to celebrate Buddha Purnima. Severe heat wave conditions are very likely to continue in north and central India for the next few days. The IMD has a consistent red alert issued in the northwestern states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions in Vidarbha and Maharashtra is likely to prevail during the next 3 to 4 days. Hot and humid weather is expected over Assam till tomorrow. Meanwhile, very heavy rainfall is likely over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. IMD said that southwest monsoon has further advanced into some parts of South Arabian Sea, some more parts of Maldives, Comorin area, South Bay of Bengal, some more parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Andaman Sea. Severe heatwave conditions continue to sweep Punjab. Bathinda city adjoining Rajasthan has remained the hottest place in the state for the last several days. Scorching heat has led to an unexpected increase in the demand for electricity across the state. A report.
During this period of scorching heat, a record increase in the demand for electricity is being recorded in the state. And on 22nd May, this demand crossed the figure of 14,322 megawatt. Generally, the demand for this such electricity remains during the paddy planting season. Considering the current weather conditions, this demand is expected to reach 17,000 megawatt. The temperature in almost all the cities is above 42 degrees Celsius. And in Bathinda, this temperature is being recorded more than 46 degrees Celsius. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called an early national election on 4th of July. He made the announcement outside his Downing Street office saying, "Now is the moment for Britain to choose its future."
I've just come back in from calling the general election and I wanted to explain to you why. Our economy is now growing faster than France, Germany and the United States. And this morning we received the welcome news that inflation has returned to normal. Now this is a sign that our plan and our priorities are working. Now I know it hasn't always been easy and I know you're only just starting to feel the benefits. But this hard-won economic stability was only ever meant to be the beginning. And that's why I've called the election.
On to sports. In para-athletics, India's Sachin Sarjirao Khilari clinched the gold medal in the men's shot put at the World Para-Athletics Championship in Kobe, Japan. He also set a new Asian record with a throw of 16.3 meters in the F46 category to defend his title at the World Championships. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Asmita Chaliha have advanced to the quarterfinals of the prestigious Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. Sindhu defeated Yoo Jin Kim of South Korea, while Asmita beat the American Baewin Zhang in the women's singles pre-quarters. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening, voting to take place on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticizes TMC government in West Bengal for appeasement politics following scrapping of OBC certificates by Calcutta High Court. India registers a record rise in exports, employment reaches 18-year high in May. Buddha Purnima being celebrated across the country and abroad to mark the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Asmita Chaliha advanced to quarterfinals of Malaysia Masters Badminton, and Sachin Sarjirao Khilari clinches gold medal and sets new Asian record in men's shot put at World Para Athletics Championship in Japan. And with that, we end the midday news.